For many, Ascension Sunday will go relatively unnoticed. 40 days after Easter is just another day with many of us in our ordinary routine, except today is also Mother's Day. Yay! The event Ascension Day celebrates, however, is an important episode in the life of Jesus that the church has regarded highly through the years. And I would think to Jesus, it's probably one of the most important days. Luke tells the story of Jesus' ascension, both at the end of his gospel, that's in Luke, and I read that gospel earlier, and then at the beginning of his writings about the early church, and that's Acts 1, 9, and 11. I read that before. Our creeds affirm the ascension as a center of the doctrine of the Christian faith. The Apostles' Creed reads, "He ascends into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty." And the Nicene Creed reads, "He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty." Both similar, and they will tell us where our Lord is. Centuries later, our United Methodist forebearer, John Wesley, emphasized the day by including it as one of those non-Sunday holidays, observances. I shouldn't say holidays, I said holy days. Observances included in his Sunday service of the Methodist in North America. And that's a book, by the way. A forerunner of the Book of Worship. The other two are Good Friday and what's a holy day that does not fall on a Sunday? Ash Wednesday, but there's a big one. Christmas. Although sometimes it does fall on a Sunday. Wesley also retained language about the Ascension as part of the Articles of Religion of the Methodist Church, which is also a book he wrote, which is edited for the Church of England. Remember, John Wesley was English, although he did preach in this country too. Echoing the credits, Article 3 states, "He ascended into heaven and thus sitteth until he returns and judges all men in the last day." Charles Wesley, John's brother and hymn writer of the early Methodist movement, published a pamphlet of 7 hymns for Ascension Day in 1746. And several more hymns in the Ascension that appear in other volumes of his word. Today, many United Methodist congregations recognize Jesus' ascension during regular worship service on Ascension Sunday, which makes sense. The Sunday immediately following Ascension Day, which was Thursday. If you count from Easter forward, it's 40 days. Interesting, there are no sermons on Ascension Day for John Wesley, and his explanatory notes on the New Testament offer no commentary on the account of the Ascension in Acts, and little in the verses of Luke. Most of what we know about Wesley's teachings on Ascension came from Charles's published hymns and sacred poems, and that's another book that Charles wrote, although it says both of them wrote them, but I didn't see his name on it. After the insight into the importance of this day, this is a story of Jesus's ascension to his full authority. John Wesley included Ascension Day in the Sunday service because it marked not just something about Jesus or the church, but about the scope of salvation for the whole universe. Jesus ascended to heaven to assume his full reign. We know where Jesus is. We know and acknowledge Jesus in his role as Lord over all the earth. Jesus loves us still and holds us dear. He is not absent, but continues to love and claim us. In verse 4, in one of the songs he wrote, Charles wrote, "See the life his hand above, hark his gracious lips bestow, blessings on the church below." Just to reaffirm, Ephesians 2:6 also has a note on it, "And hath raised up together He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. And I think that talks about after we go and see him. We will be with him. Hymn of Sacred Poems. I mentioned that a little earlier. It's published by both John and Charles, and I did not see John's name anywhere in that book, and has contributions from George Herbert and John Grimbold. Do you know those? Anybody? Any music people? Nope. It had to be a music person that would know those. And a German Moravian hymn has also in some of their books. There's a Moravian church in Utica, by the way. It's published, Hymns and Sacred Poems is published in two volumes. It's got quotes from Isaiah, Beatitudes, but the table of contents is not by hymns, although there are probably about 600 hymns in there. They're referred to by topic, for like belief, deferring to love's dying of uncontrolled hymn, and redemption and hymn of seriousness. You would have to read all those hymns to find out if any of them are the ones that we know, because we have different names for ours. To wrap this all up, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the witness of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father planned, promised. So stay here in the city until you have been called with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. This is a story that is hard to get my mind around. There are other such stories like Jonah and the whale and Noah. How he kept all those people on that boat, I had not figured out. But God can do that. We have to accept the whole thing as faith, not because it makes sense, but because it's God's word to me, to us, and to the world. The miracle of ascension brings joy to our hearts because it reminds us of Jesus's power, his promise, and his presence among us. May our belief in these things bring us joy in our hearts, purpose to our lives, and praise to our lips. To the glory of God. Amen.